Many in this country are turning to the drug ivermectin as a treatment for COVID-19. This is Don Rush. It has been used to treat parasites in both humans and animals. Last month, Eastern Shore Republican Congressman Andy Harris, who is a practicing anesthesiologist, told Baltimore radio station WCBM that he had written a prescription to treat COVID. The Food and Drug Administration has not approved the drug for treating COVID-19, and major medical associations have opposed its use for the virus. So we wanted to take a look at the issue of the coronavirus and ivermectin. Dr. Mike Murphy is an emergency room physician on the Eastern Shore. So what have the studies shown then in terms of treatment for COVID?
Studies have been sort of all over the place, to be honest. There has not really been a conclusive study that shows that it has any effect on preventing hospitalizations, use in minor or moderate disease, or in really in severe disease. Most times when we prescribe it to people for use of worms or parasites, they're going to get one dose, or they might get a dose and then they take it again a week later. And so utilization in humans is not generally this sort of large daily multiple doses. A lot of people point to this study out of Asia, I think it was Bangladesh, that it was an effective medication for use in severe COVID. The problem is there was only 50 or 60 people in that study. The issue with a lot of the studies is that they're what's called underpowered. They don't have enough patients in them to really prove that there's a scientific possibility that anything that you're seeing in a study could be random. The more patients you have in the study, the less likely that what you're seeing is random, and it's not enough patients to actually prove a statistical difference.
If you're a physician and you were prescribing this or getting it for a patient, how would you know what to give them?
Well, that's the issue. So which study are you looking at, which dose are you looking at, and how many times a day? I mean, if you're going to pick the study that most people are looking at, that's an underpowered, poorly performed study, you're just taking a chance that what you're giving somebody is random.
Well, what is the efficacy of a physician getting such a medication, such an ivermectin, to a patient, given what you've said right now? I mean, how ethical is it? What's the efficacy there?
I think it's unethical to give any medication that's not indicated. When you treat somebody with something that you don't believe that there's, when there's no proven positive effect for it, it can be considered somewhat unethical. It's a very loaded term when you start talking about ethics, because I think there's also motivation has to be part of that. I mean, if you're motivated from a position where you think you're helping somebody, it's hard to fault people, but ethically speaking, it's probably not the right thing to do. It's not just with ivermectin. I think there are a number of things that have come out in terms of treatment for COVID that people are reading studies and trying to interpret studies without the appropriate background, and they will demand therapies that they don't really have the position to understand how the therapy could or couldn't help them. And it's not, I hope that doesn't sound arrogant, really, but it took me 7 years of training to really understand how to read a medical study and to know what to look for and to know if the medical study was actually performed in a way that was able to prove more than a random occurrence. And, you know, what we have now is between social media and Google, people think that they can look at a headline, the title of a paper, and understand how medical treatment should be dictated.
Dr. Mike Murphy is an emergency room physician on the Eastern Shore. This is Don Rush for Delmarva Public Media. Thank you.